Welcome to our podcast. My name is Judy Durst, and I'm the Director of Education for New Hampshire Association of Insurance Agents. With me today is Curtis Bryan of Selective Insurance Company. Curtis will be presenting a Q&A session during our upcoming professional development days. Curtis, tell us a little bit about your background and your company.
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me, Judy. Thank you so much. Well, I've been in the business for a little over 20 years, so I would say I'm a bit of an insurance professional, or at least an insurance nerd. And so I had a long and extensive relationship with the independent agency channel and helping them build their businesses and continue to remain healthy in the marketplace.
So tell us a little bit about Selective.
Well, Selective Insurance is first off a wonderful company. It's an award-winning company for as being a place to work. I'd say probably the biggest benefit by doing business with Selective is that we provide a very easy-to-use type of product for the agent. And agents, we understand they're fast-paced, they're moving, they're trying to get something across the curb. And we very much understand that, and particularly in the flooded division that I'm in, one of the things that we try to focus on is training, making sure agents are comfortable with the flood product, and of course, making it easy to use, making it much easier than doing business with any other company, I would say.
Okay, and I've heard that your customer service is great. From
yes.
agents that utilize your product, and we recommend that they utilize your product because of that customer service. Flood can be so exasperating, is the word that I want to use.
Exactly.
So, what are you seeing for trends with the National Flood Insurance Program and any reforms that they're expecting?
Well, they're kind of secretive about a new change that they've got coming out called Risk Rating 2.0. It's going to be supposedly a wonderful change to the flood program. They're using all new technologies, and they're really going to take the weight off of the agent's back of a lot of things that they need to find and that they need to know about writing flood insurance. So I would say, hold your horses. Don't get a focused picture on what flood insurance is about, because it's about to really, really change for the positive, from what I'm told. And it's going to kind of revolutionize the world of flood. And we're very, very encouraged about it. Very, very encouraged about it.
Good, good. Excellent. What kind of competition are you seeing from private flood insurance?
As far as the private flood market is concerned, we're not afraid of the private market. As a matter of fact, through our agency software system, we actually allow an agent, once they're finished an NFIP quote, to actually get two additional private market quotes. Why? Because we're not afraid of the private flood market. We are very concerned about the insurance agent getting what they need to cover their insurers. We actually allow access, like I said, through once the NFIP quote is finished, they can get a choice of two additional private market quotes to see how they compare. We don't by any means recommend private flood. You do lose out on some grandfathering and some other things, that some details. And we have noticed that sometimes after one flood loss, that you could get canceled on the private flood. Of course, that can never happen in the NFIP market. So it's kind of what we call the Wild Wild West. Take your chances. Just be careful if the agent is giving up grandfathering in order to go. Just make sure they are well acknowledged that they will not get the grandfathering back if they leave and go to private market. So it's out there. Sometimes it's competitive, sometimes it isn't, but it's just another place to, place business if the agents need to.
Okay. All right. So, what kind of information do you hope to convey to the audience, and the types of questions that you'll get during the Q&A session?
Well, we are a wealth of information. There's so much to learn about the flood business, and there's different things coming at you every day. If you write a lot of flood business, it's a constant learning process. And I've got a team that supports me, our underwriting team, that have a vast amount of experience. I mean, if we summed it all up, it's several hundred years of experience. And I tell sometimes I'll say to my agents, if we don't know the answer, we're all in trouble, because there's somebody at Selective that knows. One thing that we pride ourselves about as a WIO carrier, we are the only one that I know of that does not use third-party vendors for their services. We don't use it for customer service. We don't use it for claims. Whenever you call into Selective Insurance, you get a Selective employee, and we're proud about that, because that creates that long-term agency relationship, agency support. And to us, it's all about the independent agent. We really try to focus on the growth, development, and relationship with the independent agency channel.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to the Q&A session, and I'm looking forward to having lots and lots of questions for you. We'll see you during our professional development days. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it.
This podcast was sponsored by Liberty Mutual and Safeco. Professional development days will be offered virtually April 1st, 6th, and 15th, and will feature question and answers, fun and games, and continuing education courses. For more information on our professional development days, Selective, and our sponsors, Liberty Mutual and Safeco, please check the description below. Thank you.